Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with the host of Host Josh Barnum. It's just a bit of a break. I want to share with you guys like this podcast and wondering if I should stay or if I should go at this point. Because I have very little ratings, so if you guys have a few moments to be sure to, if you're enjoying my podcast, and I had it for over a year now, I have some great guests and some. Hopefully some good content for you guys. So yeah, just make sure you rate my podcast, that would be great. So, despite the holidays, I hope you guys are doing well, and Christmas holidays is coming up, as y'all know. I found some pretty interesting stories about haunted Christmas. I'm a haunted Christmas past, because I've had some quite interesting, ghost encounters, and especially around the holidays. And you wonder why, because it kind of makes sense, because a lot of people, especially relatives and people you might know, have passed away around the holiday season. And sometimes it is hard to celebrate such a holiday, because the fact that your relatives aren't with you anymore, but their spirits are always with us. Alright? I just learned one of my old friends, Howard, he just passed away recently, and a friend of mine just told me about it. I was like blown away, like, oh my goodness, he was around my age, a little bit older, right? I can't remember exactly, but anyway, they just found him in the bathroom, and like, whoa. So, there's one right here. Yeah, and recently, as y'all know, I lost my husband in May from heart failure, and I lost my father a few years ago. He had brain cancer, so yeah. And it was around this Friday. Yeah, that's all about Easter, I think. Anyway, I wish I had a co-host. Sometimes my mind goes blank. If you guys are up for a co-host, hey, write me. I'm always on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. My email is nicole.jasper8@gmail.com. If you would love to be my co-host, hey, if you have podcasting experience, that is a plus. And I've been doing this for years now. It's just, I love telling stories and, you know, it's very haunted to you guys. And I've never charged, it's all free. And so, this particular one, on Haunted Christmas, tales of ghosts and spirits around Yuletide, around the Christmas holiday. So what I'm saying, how it makes sense, because a lot of people tend to pass away around the Christmas holidays. Here's one story. That might be interested in, and I'll share a little bit of what I've experienced for years. So, this one is called Christmas Church Ghost. You'll see why in a moment. I was playing hide and seek with the other little kids from the mom's village of Sota. Western Sota. Mom, sorry if I butchered that. I was quite young, and so I always followed my older cousins around. It was middle of the night, and most of the kids were used to hiding anywhere in the dark. However, I wasn't used to it. As I was only there for the Christmas holidays, I actually lived in Australia. Since we were all hiding in the graveyard, we were able to find our way around in the light cast by the church. We hid in the shadows and waited for the boy who was quote-unquote it. We could hear him humming, so we kept quiet. The boy was pretty loud. We wondered what he was making a fuss about, so we went to see. He later told us he had walked into church, as he thought that his brother was hiding there. He saw a boy standing right at the front of the altar. He didn't know if it was his brother because the boy's back was turned. He ran up and tapped this boy on his shoulder. Sorry, in the mic here. Yeah, he tapped. Sorry, guys. He tapped his boy on his shoulder. Okay? So, as soon as he did, the strange boy disappeared, and our friend fainted. I would too. So, he went home to tell his parents. We got back to find him still laying there, dead still. His parents took him home, and would never play in the graveyard at night again. We later found out that the boy's brother had been home the whole time. That could have been his doppelganger. Anyway, he hadn't been to the church at all. What really scared us was that the boy who fainted has been ill since that night and still hasn't recovered. Whoever was in the church must have been pretty mad that we kids disturbed him. Creepy! Alright, here's another one. And then I'll share my experiences as well. This one is called Christmas Visitor. I have quite a visitor too. So I'll read this one first, and then I'll share my story. I really should have my book with me, but I think I should recall some of it. Alright, so this is called A Christmas Visitor. I had an unusual visitor on Christmas Day back in 2008, and I'm pretty sure it was a Santa Claus. Santa Claus passing by my house in Bloomington, Indiana. The day started in typical fashion with the opening of gifts around the Christmas tree. I served an early Christmas dinner for family and friends, and everybody departed by 5 p.m. except my sister and brother-in-law who lived with me. They were asleep in the bedroom at the end of the hall, but the door was open. I went into my bedroom with my dog, Toby. I shut the door securely. Toby curled up on the foot of my bed to sleep, like he always does. It was chilly, so I pulled the blankets and comforter up around my head and curled up to nap for an hour. I was just dozing off when I heard the latch on my bedroom door open. I waited several seconds for my sister or brother-in-law to say whether they come to say, but there was no one other about, no other sound. It was almost 7 p.m., so my bedroom was pitch black. I left lights on in the kitchen and the bathroom, and there were lots of Christmas lights in the living room, so the hallway would have been well lit. I would be able to see whoever was at the door just by lifting my head. I pushed the blankets down, and I lifted my head from the pillow, just as I would have been able to see who was in the doorway. An extremely bright light hit me right in the face, so I shielded my eyes and yelled, "Turn out that effing light. You're blinding me." So I didn't want to curse on air. The light immediately disappeared, and I heard the bedroom door latch closed. My bedside light is a touch lamp. I have one of those. So I tapped it on and looked around the bedroom. There was no one there except me and Toby. Toby jumped off the bed. I went to the door without showing any signs of alarm. At first I wasn't frightened because Toby is a Dutch shepherd and was trained to be an excellent watchdog. Since Toby was already up, I decided to let Sadie see what Sis or her husband needed. When I went into the hallway, I could see both of them still in bed. Told me to the living room to let him outside. And there was nobody there either. Ordinarily, I'm not a serious person, and strange noises or lights wouldn't alarm me, but this situation was just too eerie, and the light had made my skin crawl. The last of my bedroom door is broken in such a way that inside the door handle must be chiseled. When I latch to pop out and engage, it makes a very distinctive sound that I'm used to listening to for because it doesn't latch. The door swings open. I am absolutely positive that the door was latched closed when I got into bed. Just as I'm certain it was the door latched, I heard during the incident. So when I left the bedroom, the door was closed again. I couldn't understand how my sister or brother-in-law could have come into my room and then returned to their own bed and crawled under the covers in a few seconds. It took me to reach the hallway, but I figured it had to be one of them, since Toby always walks and growls at everybody and everything he doesn't immediately recognize. So when my brother-in-law got up to get ready for work that night, I asked him what he wanted earlier in the evening when he opened the door. He looked puzzled and said, "I never got up and I certainly never opened your door. I slept soundly the whole time I was in bed." "Okay, so I asked this. Did you want anything earlier this evening when you opened my door?" He also looked puzzled and told me, "I don't know, son, but I never got out of bed, and I never saw or heard anything in the hallway." She leaves her bedroom door open at all times, and she faces the hallway so she can see if anyone is coming or going in the house. So, who was my special Christmas visitor? How did they get in and out so quickly? Like most people, the thoughts of loved ones are always close at hand. During the holiday season, when I first went to lie down, I was thinking how happy I was that my small family had enjoyed a pleasant Christmas, but it would have been so much better if my mother and brother had still been alive to share it with us. I would like to think it was my brother's spirit stopping by to say Merry Christmas. I still think of you too. I haven't been able to debunk this strange event or find any kind of rational explanation. I'm half afraid that my heart stopped during my sleep and the light I saw wasn't right. My people report after the death experiences and it happens to me a lot. Okay, a lot. So leave it to me to say the stairway to heaven and ruin my chance of eternal paradise by saying throughout the effing night. I made a mental note that if I ever see another bright light, clean up my language, just in case. Alright, one of my strange experiences happened to be even stranger than this story. It's when I first saw, an orb. Now I know most of you are biased about orbs. Orbs are like round shaped balls of light that we tend to see either with our naked eyes or with our cameras. And I know we can even some orbs as dust, particle hair, water, whatever. But I'm pretty sure when you see this particular orb twice in one night, then there's something there, right? So that's when I started to believe in the spirit world and especially orbs. So that left me because I have no evidence of this one. This was just like before all of the technology came out and everything. And this is when my father was alive, my grandparents was alive, and I wrote this, I believe, in my first book, The Dark Pathways. Be sure to read up my books, you guys. They made great Christmas gifts, you know, stocking stuffers, and during this paranormal memoirs, kind of like mixed together. My experience is a true ghost encounters since I was younger. And they're available on Kindle and paperback from Amazon. So be sure to catch my name in the Hell Jasper. So yeah. And rate my books too. And don't forget to rate my podcast. Alright, sorry. I wanna promote yourself, right? So when I wrote this story in my first book, Dark Pathways, that's when paranormal really started to take shape and more passion in my life. When I started to spring to these things, maybe because I have this gift as a medium, you know, the spirit can come to you. So, you know, you have gifts, and if you're open, especially if you're open to paranormal, you might see more, experience more. So the first thing is to not be afraid. I know it can be startling. It still startles me. Every encounter, every one of my experience or UFO, I'm serious, all that. Whatever it might be, try not to be afraid of it. So what happened was, I was visiting my father up north. California. I was raised, born and raised here in California. And every time I'm with my dad and my grandparents together, I think where I got my gifts from on their side, we would experience quite unusual phenomena. Put it that way. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like every time we're together, weird things start happening. So that evening is Christmas time, and so we were around the TV and just talking, whatever. And I remember there was a big, large mirror above the couch we were sitting at. I always felt kind of uneasy around that area for some reason. So now I know why. So bear with me. I'm getting to that point. So suddenly something caught like the corner of my eye when I looked up. I looked up right at it. Usually you see a corner of your eye. I looked right up at it, right at it. And there was this flying, I wouldn't say UFO, but it was bright enough to be like a UFO, ball of lightning, whatever you want to call it. It was just flying around like a fairy. I want to call it Tinkerbell. But you know what I did? I did title it Tinkerbell or Encounter because that's what it reminds me of Peter Pan, you know. Tinkerbell Orb. Don't laugh. It is what it looks like. And also, I'll explain things and metaphors from movies or whatever. Alright, later. And then, right when I saw it, it darted out into the kitchen. And then I followed it. Right, it's this little investigator in me back then. I wasn't really afraid of it. I was like curious. I swear, like, curiosity has killed me yet. I'm not the one. But, I followed it down that extended hallway where I was, my guest room was at, where I was staying. And then I followed it back to the room. I went, oh wait, now it's in my room. how I watched it, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. Okay, fast forward to that evening. I was back in that room, and all of a sudden, you know, I was thinking the whole time that just wish that my great grandfather would visit me. I think it should have been him again. He has visited me before. When he actually sat at the foot of my bed one time, but this was at my other grandparents' house. But anyway, all of a sudden, I seen this light go crazy, like spinning around the room, and all of a sudden it got bigger and bigger. It's like this thing from, I'm sure most of y'all have seen the Wizard of Oz, right? You've seen the Wizard of Oz. Now, the Good Witch of the North, I believe, but she came down like that and bubble light like that. It was exactly like that form. And I think if I wasn't so afraid, that could have, I don't know what should have happened. If I wasn't so damn afraid, who knows what I would have seen. Could I see the apparition of my great grandfather? An angel? Whatever you want to call it. But that's here that heebie-jeebies out of me, okay? I'm just trying not to swear. But that's here the crap out of me. And so I'll never forget the experiences, you know? And you wonder why I'm the paranormal like I am now? That's why. So, I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. Maybe tomorrow night, I'll try to do like part two. More Christmas. Yeah, holiday. Anyway, I hope you guys have a nice holiday, Christmas holiday, and stay safe out there, pandemic. Thank you guys so much for listening. You didn't have to choose my podcast, but you did. And I really appreciate it. Don't forget to like and review my podcast when you get a chance. That means a great deal. And share. And there's more out there. And hopefully I'll get more great guests. My last guest I have to interview Ed and Lorraine Warren Grandson, Chris McKinnell, and all the people there. So so who knows, what might happen. And hopefully I'll provide more content for you guys. And if you guys have any suggestions or topic ideas, feel free to stop below and contact me, Facebook, you know, whatever. And alright, this is Colette.